Local politicians and residents have expressed their condolences after the death of Queen Elizabeth II, who died on Thursday at the age of 96. The Queen had served on the British throne for 7 decades. Institutions throughout the world have taken steps to honor her passing, including lowering flags to half-staff. Dan Matheson, mayor of Stratford, said the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is a moment of profound sadness. We mourn the passing of the sovereign, someone who demonstrated to generations selfless public service, spanning 70 years. Her Majesty provided leadership and support in times of grief, war and international conflict. She was a constant in our lives and someone that exhibited grace and dignity, care and compassion when the world needed it most. Her Majesty had visited our city and the memories of those historic events live on in the hearts and minds of those who witnessed them. As we enter the period of mourning to grieve the death of Her Majesty, remember her historic reign and incredible contributions to our global community. The mayor said in observance of this solemn period, all flags on city buildings have been lowered. He asked that all flags throughout the city be lowered until after Her Majesty's state funeral. The city of Stratford will be making further plans to honor Her Majesty and details will be provided on Monday, he said. In a media release, Perth County Warden Jim Aitchison said all flags at Perth County buildings will be lowered to half-mast. On behalf of Perth County Council, and the residents of Perth County, I wish to extend my deep condolences to members of the royal family, on the passing of Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth II. Perth County joins with people across the Commonwealth and around the world in mourning this significant loss. All flags at Perth County buildings will be lowered to half-mast from today until following the funeral. Perth Wellington MP John Nater offered condolences through a media release. It is with great sadness that I send condolences on behalf of myself and my family, along with the constituents Perth, Wellington to the royal family following the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. For these past 70 years, Her Majesty has served as Queen of Canada and head of the Commonwealth. She always had a special love and admiration for our country, and that love and admiration was reciprocated to her by Canadians from coast to coast to coast. During her long reign, the Queen visited Canada more often than any other country in the Commonwealth. Each time, she was greeted with large crowds waving and cheering with hopes of catching a glimpse of her. As sovereign, she showed a deep respect and empathy for people around the world. She was the epitome of grace and provided a sense of calmness across the globe regardless of the circumstances. With the death of our Queen, Canada and our Commonwealth family are transitioning out of our long and proud Second Elizabethan era. However, with her long legacy of service, she will be fondly remembered for many more decades to come. Flags at St. Mary's Town Hall, the Municipal Operations Centre, Pyramid Recreation Centre and St. Mary's Fire Hall were lowered to half-mast and will remain there until sunset on the day of the funeral, as per federal customs for half-masting the National Flag of Canada. On behalf of the town of St. Mary's, we wish to extend our deepest sympathies to King Charles III and members of the royal family, on the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, said Al Strathdy, mayor of St. Mary's. Residents offer their thoughts. When the Queen visited Stratford in 97, my mother was, age, 75 and we knew she would not endure the crowds but as a Brit she would have to see her. She lived on the river and we hired the Juliet from her garden to a stop just below the festival theatre. The Queen arrived in a helicopter and our family on board Juliet enjoyed a wonderful view and sailed back to her garden. Dorcas Till, Stratford, she sure is going to be missed. I still remember when she came to Stratford. I was down at the Stratford Festival and was right in front. I took pictures of her as she approached but stopped as she was by me so I could enjoy seeing her in person. I had been to see the palace when they had it open and I yelled out I've been to your house, she just nodded and smiled at me. I will always treasure that smile and nod. I have admired her all my life. I'm sad to hear she has passed. Bonnie Henderson, Stratford, pictured below during a royal visit. In 1959 I gave flowers to the Queen when she arrived by train. I didn't realize what an honor it was until I was older. My dad, Victor Polly, former administrative director at the Stratford Festival, was a city councillor at the time and all of the councillors who had daughters between the ages of 5 to 7 put their names in a hat. When dad told me my name was chosen he asked if I wanted to give the flowers to the Queen. Unfortunately my answer was, who is the Queen? I was told all about her and said yes. I had a lady who taught me how to give flowers to the queen using all the lilacs from our home on Front Street. I had to take 3 steps and curtsy then proceed, and I couldn't turn my back to the queen afterwards. I almost tripped once but on the way back but caught myself. When I got back to my mom and dad, the reporter asked me what the queen had said. I was quiet since I had never heard an English accent, so I didn't know what to say. Mom saved me by saying, she said thank you, and then I said, oh yes, she said thank you. I still have the dress and gloves that I wore. I have been thinking a lot about that day. Margaret Shaw, Calgary, pictured below, presenting flowers to Queen Elizabeth II.